See this heart of yours? When you're in a calamity, the heart is disturbed. Allah created the heart. It's owned by Allah. Allah owns your heart. No one's going to repair it for you. No one's going to heal it for you other than Allah Azza wa Jal. No one. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't allow anyone. No one's allowed to touch it. No one's allowed to come near it. You think going from one therapist to another and to a third and to a fourth and international and read books of psychology and whatever is going to heal you up? That's a worldly matter. You can use that if you like. There's no problem. But don't you dare ever think that this heart will be healed with that stuff separate from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah owns the heart and He's the one who gives it shifat. And He gives it shifat through the Quran, through His word. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِّمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. This is Allah's words. We're not making this up tonight. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, we revealed this Qur'an, maw'idah, as an advice, admonishment to mankind. And within this Qur'an, there is shifa, there is a healing for what is in the chest, in the heart. Al-Qur'an heals in times of calamity. Every loss you suffer, there is someone in the Qur'an that guides you out of it. Look at Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam lost his health, his wealth, his businesses. All the community ran away. He was alone in his one more house left with his wife. She'd pick him up when he goes to the bathroom and puts him back. Everyone ran away. They got scared from a disease. He had 18 years. Suffered the worst type of loss. People lost respect for him, lost his wealth, his health, his children all died, his businesses. And all along, he makes a dua. Shuf this dua. He says, Masani al-dur. Shuf his manners, his attitude. This is where you want to get to in a moment of calamity. My Lord, evil has touched me. Touch. Masani al-dur. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And you're the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. When things are easy, it's very easy for you and I to say Allah is the most merciful. But try to say it after 18 years of suffering and loss. If you can say it, then you've achieved something in life. That's the achievement. That's good thought in Allah. Hey, that's the last thing you'd be thinking about Allah, that He's the most merciful when you're in a situation like this. But the prophets are examples for you and I. If you have suffered such a loss like Prophet Ayyub, he's your inspiration. He's your ibrah. His story is enough to take you from this side of the river to the side of hopefulness. Enough. More than enough.